Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Lamars Community School Board approved their fiscal 2024-25 budget at their meeting this week. Superintendent Dr. Stephen Webner says the tax levy under the new budget continues to fall.
It was $9.93234 per thousand. Yes.
Wow.
And that's a decrease from last year where we were at $10.15 per thousand. So the tax rate continues to go down, and it has for several years now.
The board had to take a tight view of revenues and expenses because they at the time did not know the level of state spending available to them.
The state did not get us our supplemental state aid amount when they were legally required to do so, and so we were required to be very conservative when we created our budget. We anticipated approximately a 2% increase from the state. Luckily, they came out with a 2.5% supplemental state aid.
Dr. Webner says now that the matter of supplemental aid is resolved, the tax levy will fall further. The recommended budget for the operating fund is some $28.3 million. The beginning fund balance will be an estimated $9.3 million, with an ending balance of $8.9 million. The Lamars Middle School recently celebrated its 50th annual carnival. This is a fundraiser for various projects at the school. Many parents found themselves remembering their adventures at the carnival when they were students. Michelle Reeves returned to the carnival with her daughter, Ashlyn. She remembers her own middle school carnival 33 years ago and is glad everything is still going strong.
This is the first carnival for me, but the 50th here at Lamars Community Middle School. It's a great event. It raises a ton of funds every year. So far, just looking around, the turnout's been awesome. A lot of community support and a lot of money going back to our kids here at Lamars Community Middle School.
Dustin Riedemann says whether it's the old-fashioned games or seeing teachers that he remembers from school, it's great to see everyone is still having a good time.
The expectation is always high, especially when you're going for the 50th of an event. All the teachers are prepared. They know the drill when it comes to carnival time. We have some meetings ahead of time and stuff, but everything kind of runs itself because they're just so focused and dedicated, and it's a great event because of that.
The money that is raised at the carnival will be used to fund field trips for each grade level. For the full story and to see pictures from the carnivals of past and present, visit our website at klem1410.com. Governor Kim Reynolds says she will not consider any changes in the law she signed 2 weeks ago that overhauls area education agencies. The new plan takes effect in the 2025-26 school year. AEAs will get 90% of the state funding they use now to provide specialized services like speech therapy to students with disabilities. The Des Moines Register was first to report that some House lawmakers were hoping to adjust a different part of the plan. The new law would let school districts spend $68 million however they wish, rather than on general education and media services, which have been provided by the AEAs. Reynolds says schools can spend that money on AEA services or on anything else. Some school administrators have said they plan to use that chunk of new money on teacher salaries and other expenses. The governor also will have an opportunity to put her signature in a bill that requires egg substitutes as well as plant-based or lab-grown meat sold in Iowa to be clearly labeled. Republican Senator Don Driscoll of Williamsburg says it started out in the Senate as a meat integrity bill, but the House added its special seasonings, and now the proposed penalties for misleading labels would apply to products that resemble eggs, too. Driscoll is promising that next year she'll help address some of the concerns raised about that addition. 13 Senate Democrats voted against the bill. Senator Janet Peterson of Des Moines says once the governor signs the bill, public schools, the state universities, and community colleges will not be able to buy egg substitutes for the food served in lunchrooms and cafeterias. Liquid egg substitutes can be cheaper if prices for eggs climb due to supply chain issues, and experts say about 2% of children are allergic to eggs. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sleggers.